This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Arsonist destroys ACE office in Southern California. Fires all over California have been front page news. Town of Paradise became the opposite for many, with the death count still rising. Homes have been obliterated by raging flames, sparing no one, including singers and celebrities in Southern California. Trump has been raging and spouting his flaming and blaming rhetoric in order to avoid coming to grips with this fire, this time from climate change. One fire should have been on front pages and wasn't. I started getting messages in the middle of a Saturday night in San Pedro Sula and emailing back and forth trying to find details from friends and comrades around California during the weekend. The news was terrible, but the reports were non-existent. The internet was silent, yet the message was clear. An office of ACE, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, the former California Acorn, had been destroyed by arsonists over the weekend. It took a while to track down the details, but this was the Chula Vista office in San Diego County, halfway between San Diego and the Mexican border. Fortunately, there were no injuries, but the office was a literal meltdown. The best account of the details was finally available in an article by Doug Porter in the San Diego Free Press. Police were unequivocal that the fire was arson. There had been little doubt that it was in retaliation to the organization's work. A pile of ACE t-shirts were literally burned on the grass in front of the office. Porter and many others speculate that the outburst was triggered by the well-publicized leadership that ACE recently played in bringing an amendment to the statewide ballot that would have expanded rent control options around the state. The measure was opposed in a wildly expensive campaign by the real estate interests and some state mayors beholding them, as well as Governor-elect Gavin Newsom, despite the rental crisis for lower-income and working families. The measure was defeated by almost 2-1. Perhaps more immediately, the anger might have come from Proposition W on the national city ballot, a city cheek-to-jowl with Chula Vista and largely staffed and supported by that office that would have limited rent increases to the same level as the consumer price index and capped annual heights at no more than 5%. W lost narrowly. No matter, this was an attempt at organizational assassination. Spokespeople for the organization stood tall and argued sternly that their commitment to the work would continue. The silence from others who should be standing against this attack and in support of ACE and community organizing was as tragic. Police have now arrested a 28-year-old homeless man who was in a dispute with the property's management, discounting some of the earlier, more political arguments, even though homelessness itself is a political issue and also ensnares community organizations like ACE. In the wake of the arrest, the organization has released the following statement. Given the information that we had and the political moment that we were in, many of us feared that the attack was politically motivated. We are relieved to hear that this wasn't the case. We note with regret that the arsonist was an unhoused person. The sad irony is that ACE fights for housing rights. No one should have to suffer from acts of violence like this one, and no one should be subjected to the challenges that the most vulnerable sections of our society face as a result of the housing crisis. This doesn't settle the matter. The harm is done and continues. ACE is raising funds to reopen their office at www.aceaction.org. Donate. The bricks and sticks don't matter. The work must continue. The silence must be met by the roar of people's protest if these random and targeted acts of violence are ever to be stopped. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.